Good morning, traders. I'm Emily Vani, the CEO of the Investment Banking Institute and your host here at Newswire's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Monday, May 13th. We await the bell on this Monday as investors anticipate a number of key economic and earnings reports this week. And after stocks were able to notch notable gains on Friday, the Dow surged 837 points or more than 2%. The S&P 500 jumped 94 points or 1.85%. The NASDAQ picked up 184 points or 1.14%. Bill, let's get into a new week with what is happening in the markets this morning.
Hi, yes. Good morning, Emily. I'm watching the S&Ps. The S&Ps are higher. We're up 0.28%, almost 0.3%. So, you know, it's kind of nice going into a day like today. You know, the thing is, it's kind of like everything is on hold this morning. You look at it, everything's worried about the economic reports and some key earnings reports coming out later this week. I mean, tomorrow we have the PPI, and that's going to be a big one. Wednesday we got the CPI, which is even a bigger one than the PPI. So, you know, that this is going to really cause markets to be a little bit cautious today ahead of these two releases. You know, Fed Chair Jerome Powell is scheduled to speak tomorrow. So at a conference, I think it's in Europe, the conference he's speaking at. But that, you know, could provide a little bit of education for the markets on what his positions are, because we heard from a bunch of Fed speakers on Friday, and they weren't really, you know, giving you a good feeling. You know, earnings this week, hey, we got earnings coming out from Home Depot, Alibaba on Tuesday, Cisco on Wednesday, Walmart on Thursday. So, yeah, it is interesting. We're looking, you know, at the overseas market this morning, and we're starting off in Europe, where stocks are, you know, flat to lower. The DAX is down 30 points or 0.16%. The FTSE was higher. It's now down 10 points or 0.12%. The CAC in Paris is down 16 points or 0.2%. They did have that Choose France summit going on today at the Palace of Versailles. Looking last night in Asia, and we did see, you know, some mixed results. I mean, the Nikkei fell, you know, 49 points or 0.13%. You know, we saw some weakness in construction stocks. Hong Kong market, on the other hand, jumped 151 points. That's 0.8%. And those Chinese tech stocks were positive. You know, I see that action continuing this morning. Then you look at China. You know, the Shanghai market dropped, 6 points, which is 0.21%. You know, their annual inflation rate rose to 0.3% in April. Producer prices in China declined 2.5% year over year in April. You know, it's just kind of underwhelming. Not, you know, I'd say, you know, not great, not bad, just, you know, a little underwhelming. You know, and so, you know, we're, you know, keeping an eye on oil as well. And, you know, you're looking at the oil market and it is trading higher. I mean, you know, WTI is up trading at $78.80. Brent is trading at $83.25. There's a lot going on in oil right now, because tomorrow we get the OPEC monthly report. That's due out. And then after that, you get the EIA's or the IEA's monthly report. You know, but they are kind of waiting on this economic data out of the U.S. You know, there's some concerns about the non-OPEC oil production, which is rising. You know, and the theory is that, you know, if the non-OPEC oil production is rising, this is going to cause OPEC to perhaps start to loosen, you know, to start to lose market share. If they lose market share, they're going to have to end their production curbs. I mean, this is all theory, but you could see that as a trend. So, you know, there is some concern about the non-OPEC oil production continue to rise. But we'll know more when we get that OPEC monthly report tomorrow. But that's what I have for you in terms of a morning market update, Emily.
Bill, I've said this before, getting to your desk on a Monday morning, sometimes it can feel difficult to sort of catch up and prepare for the day and the week ahead. But you have no problem doing that because you're using your newswear. We can hear in your opening, a number of things that you're watching this morning and throughout the week. And we are going to follow some of that here today. We're going to look at earnings action, economic events, and the day's other market moving headlines. We'll do it today and every day this week. So let's first start with some earnings action. Bill, what is going on there?
Ticker TME, Tom Michael Edward. This is 10 Cent Music Entertainment Group. Listen, they missed by a penny, but they did it on higher revenue. You look at the stock this morning, it's up 2.62%, which is positive. And tomorrow, and then you look at, what's the upcoming earnings. Like, you got Jack in the Box tomorrow morning, ticker JACK, John Apple Charlie Kilo. Their EPS is $1.45. Expected move is 11.83%. But then you get some of the big ones. You got Alibaba, ticker BABA, Boy Apple, Boy Apple. EPS is $1.20. Okay, that's not, yeah, that seems a little beatable. Expected move is 6.77%. Which is, really interesting. You look at Alibaba this morning, the stock is running. I mean, it's up over a couple dollars this morning, so that's nice to see. Then you got Home Depot, ticker HD, Henry David. Their EPS is $3.61, and expected move is 4.28% when they release. So yeah, that's interesting earnings actions. A little lighter than last week, but we still got some big key ones on tap for this week, Emily.
I was about to say that, Bill, not as many as last week, but some notable names to be watching and could be market movers. So we're going to watch that right here on Newswear. Now we're going to get to the day's economic events, where, as you mentioned in your opening, we're sort of in a holding pattern this morning, but the economic data will pick up throughout the week. But let's start with Monday, Bill. What is going on in terms of economic events?
Yeah, it's a quiet day today. I don't see any big economic reports coming out. I do see at 9 a.m. we're going to be hearing from Cleveland Fed Bank President Loretta Mester. So, that could be interesting. But, we had a host of speakers on Friday, and they really appear to be pulling back on the notion of rate cuts in 2024. I mean, we heard recently from Minneapolis Fed Bank President Neel Kashkari, who continued, his recent opinion that the bar for another rate hike is really high. But he really doesn't think that there's going to be a rate cut this year. And Governor Michelle Bauman is no longer projecting any rate cuts in 2024. Lori Logan of the Dallas Feds thinks it's too early to talk about rate cuts given the inflation picture so far this year. Chicago Fed Bank President Austin Goosby was reluctant to comment on when rates will be cut. He doesn't see much evidence that inflation is stuck at 3%, though. And Atlanta Fed Bank President Rafael Bostic came out on Friday, said he only sees one rate cut in 2024. So, next month we got the Fed meet, we got a Fed meeting, and they're going to release a new dot plot, and that new dot plot could show a dramatic change in what the Fed is expecting. Remember, I've always said that the dot plot isn't an accurate prediction, but if they change predictions from multiple to fewer, the market will react. So I'm really concerned about the next month's Fed meeting happening, Emily, especially with that dot plot being released.
And again, this is the kind of information you're able to follow using your newswear. You can gather all of that quickly. You'll be watching all of that. And you're still keeping track of other market moving data and information, things like merger news, shareholders meetings, buyback news, other catalysts. You also look at your stocks grouped together, your FAANG stocks, your Dow 30 stocks. You could also group together different sectors and segments, see trends on the day. So, Bill, what else do you see as possibly moving the markets today?
Just doing a data check to my Dow stocks. I get the, a 22 higher, 5 lower, and the rest unchanged. So, then you look at your FAANG stocks, and Meta and Google are trading a little weak. The rest, everything else is trading higher. So it's kind of nice to see some of the news behind it, like Apple. Apple said to be in a deal with OpenAI to put ChatGPT on the iPhone. This really could be, I mean, you look at Google, the shares are under pressure this morning because of this story. So, it's still developing. We need to hear more data, but this is just talk right now, but we'll have to see if anything comes into fruition here. I see that Amazon, Microsoft, Pfizer, these companies are going to be investing billions into French projects, which was announced at that Choose France summit that's happening today. Auto sales in China were up. I see Tesla's trading a little higher this morning on it, which is kind of nice to see. Then we move over to the Dow stocks like Microsoft. Microsoft is trading higher this morning, up more than 0.5%. But they are said to be facing the EU antitrust over its Teams app. Intel ticker INTC, they're said to be nearing a deal with Apollo for $11 billion partnership and investment in Ireland. That's nice to see. You're looking at shares of Intel. They're trading higher by more than 1% this morning. Johnson and Johnson, I mean, they're going to be selling off their shares of Kenvue. So, that could be a bonus for the stock this morning. Mergers deals. Let's talk about Squarespace, ticker SQSP. They're going to go private, $44 a share. This is a $6.9 billion all cash deal. No real guidance really going on. Shareholders meeting, Baker Hughes. They're having their annual shareholders meeting today at 10 o'clock. That's ticker BKR. International Paper, ticker IP. They're also having their annual shareholders meeting today at 12 noon. Now that's kind of interesting because remember they got an offer from that Brazilian firm, which would isn't a great deal. I mean, it would lower their credit rating, but we'll have to see if anything's kind of talked about it, at their shareholders meeting today. That's happening at noon today. In terms of buybacks, we're talking Boyd Gaming, ticker Boy Yellow David, BYD, Boy Yellow David. They're announcing a 500 million share buyback. Insight, ticker INCY, India Nancy Charlie Yellow. They announced their intention to repurchase up to 2 billion share, $2 million worth of common stock. That's nice to see. In terms of catalyst calls, I just need to point out that Wednesday, Citibank opened up a 30-day catalyst call on Squarespace. And today, this morning, we got the announcement that they're going private at $44 a share. That's pretty good. I mean, you don't get too much better than that. And that's all I have for you in terms of the news hitting the tape this morning, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newswire delivers daily. It's factual, it's market moving, and our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswire.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that professional Newswire delivers. It is now that time of the show for the Trade Talk pick of the day. Bill, what do you have for us to start this week?
Going Stone and Company, ticker STNE, Sam, Tom, Nancy, Edward. Earnings are out after the bell. EPS, 28 cents. Expect to move 10.66%. Look at Friday's call volume, 6,837 calls versus 1,113 puts. Look at the open interest, a little tighter in the open interest, but still very positive. 116,299 calls versus 93,275 puts. Major brokers are positive. You've seen price target raises, not huge ones, but they are raising price targets. In terms of an entry point, I'm looking at like 1650 here, maybe 1660 I'll pay up, but 1650 is kind of like my entry point that I'm looking for. And in terms of planning into holding, in terms of a plan to hold it into earnings, I don't really like that idea on this stock because last quarter, the CEO started talking about long-term plans. He's a new CEO and he's kind of, putting together some building blocks. And that kind of scares me whenever a CEO starts talking about long-term plans. That means CapEx spending and that could really be a negative. So, but if I can get in at 1650, I think it would run towards the close and I think I might be able to pull out a 1% gain on the day. So that's my pick of the day, Stone Co. Ticker STNE, Sam, Tom, Nancy, Edward, Emily.
Bill, we'll follow that along with you today, looking at that entry price ahead of earnings. And coming up, we're going to do a recap on Friday's pick of the day, so stick with us. But ahead of that, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, sending it back to you.
Science 37 SNCE undergoes a successful FDA inspection. Okay. Accenture, ticker ACN, and Palo Alto Networks, PANW, expands strategic alliance. That's interesting. That's worthwhile to look into. Goldman's out with a note expecting inline inflation figures. OpenAI is said to be having an event today. That could be something to keep an eye on. Diebold, ticker DBD, and Bankart announced a partnership. AIM, excuse me, ARM, ticker ARM, Apple Richard Mary, they're said to be planning a launch of AI chips in 2025. DVAX, David Victor Apple X-ray, they got a PDUFA date of today for their hepatitis B vaccine. And Athendia Pharma, ticker Apple Sam Nancy David, they have a PDUFA date for tomorrow for their hormone replacement therapy. Apple's workers in their Maryland store voted in favor of authorizing a strike. Microsoft, ticker MSFT, must pay patent owner IPA Technologies $242 million, a judge said on Friday, saying that they used their technologies and their Cortina virtual assistant software. Morgan Stanley's opened up a new office in Paris, supposed to create 100 new jobs. That's all I have for you this morning, Emily.
Okay, Bill, before we sign off and get to trading on this Monday, let's do that check-in on Friday's pick of the day, which was Verizon. Bill, you made this pick after news about a split in U.S. cellular airwaves that could be a positive for the stock. This one was really all about the entry price on Friday. I did see that it opened lower and climbed from there. So, Bill, how did your call work out?
It worked out great. I mean, you know, listen, the stock opened up at $39.81, and you know, then it fell down to, you know, $39.71. And I was kind of looking for a 31. I was kind of looking for an entry price of 39.75, which it did hit, and then it just rallied higher. I mean, it ran up, it pushed up higher to $40.25, and then even continued to move higher. It closed at $40.40. So that's even that was even a bonus. So that's that's greater than 1%. So we'll take it. Verizon came through. Very happy, Emily. Very happy on Verizon.
A nice little payday there on Friday, and we will check in with you tomorrow about today's Stone & Company pick of the day. Bill, thank you as always for your expert insight. Join us back here tomorrow and each weekday morning at Newswire's Trade Talk when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Advani, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.